Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Now with me today, a man that has been racking up basketball awards since the age of 16. He has been handpicked by Michael Jordan as a young player himself. Now changing life on the basketball courts and will be flying the SA flag, shooting some hoops in the NBA Summer League with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Welcome, my man, Vincent Luyanda Ntanja.
We can just do it like the drum rolls there.
Drum roll, my brother. Yeah. Oh, so good having you here. But before we get stuck in, I want to know from you, who is the GOAT? MJ, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, or LeBron James?
Without blinking twice, Michael Jordan.
Oh, Michael Jordan. Speaking of Michael Jordan, I mean, we mentioned that he handpicked you himself. Talk us through that process.
Well, first and foremost, thank you, Ricky, for having me here in studio. Such an honor, you know, and privilege to be among, the legend in the rugby space, but now we're talking sports in general, so I'm just feeling honored as well. The opportunity to come or rather go to the Michael Jordan camp came via a story of a young, passionate, dedicated kid from the dusty streets of Kukuletu, you know, who had ambitions to become a football player. I believed I had a very gifted left foot.
Okay.
Taking after my father, who was a legend himself, playing for a local team, Cape Town Pirates. So I wanted to be a star in that regard, because I remember vividly when, as a young kid, my father would take me to the stadium. I remember I used to get in for free.
Sure.
And then when I go in for free, I was put in a certain space in the field. And this is local. This is just where I stay, in Cooks. Mm. And then they will give me peanuts. They will give me guava juice. So as a young kid, I'm like, what all this treatment, you know? So even then, I realized that there must be something significant, you know? Now, when I fast forward it later as a matured older guy, I was like, damn, that was my VIP treatment then, if you want to call it, of how my father was. So I always wanted to be a football player. But then I caught the bug, you know, of the basketball game when we used to come from training, soccer, and see these guys playing this funny sport.
Not kicking the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they're not kicking it. The only thing I know that's being played by hands is netball. Mm. You know, it's girls, you know. So we would come, we're macho guys from soccer. We're like, guys, why are you playing this sport with the hands? You know, like, I mean,
The real skill is when you test your feet. Come on.
That's what I know. Mm. You know, so we would tease them, and then they would just run away, you know, because we were like, you know, aggressive with them. So we did that a couple of times, and then a month or so later, while we keep doing that, because it became a norm now, when we finish training, soccer, we'll just go and just disrupt these guys who are playing this funny sport. So as they see us, they ran away and left the ball on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we took a chance. Now let's see this funny sport. We just threw this, you know. But as I threw it, it kept going in. I'm like, hey, this is fun.
I'm talented
in
this.
Like, this is fun, you know. So we did that, you know. Fast forward 3 months later again, there were trials at the Kukuletu Sports Complex, and they wanted about 15 guys to make the provincial squad, you know. And I was like, it's in my hood. Why not try it, you know? So out of that, I was cut in the last 20 of the players of that team.
Of that squad, yeah.
Having played the game only 3 months. You know, I was like, wow, if I'm cut now, if I want to make this team next year, then I have to work hard.
Work hard.
So transformation immediately. Started waking up in the morning, 5 o'clock. I wanted to learn about the game, jog by myself, go to the airport and just watch airplanes flying, come back, train by myself. You know, I'm putting myself in this space where I know I want to make that team.
You envisioned the dream for yourself.
That's what I wanted.
And then fast forward, Michael Jordan picks you.
So that happens because now, remember, I'm working towards this dream of wanting to make the provincial team. I managed to make the provincial team. I managed to make the national team now for juniors. And then we traveled to World Youth Games. Like, it's my first time traveling out of the country, having a passport and all of that stuff. So from there on, I guess it was the performance of what we gave at the games, at the World Olympic Games. I come back 4 days later, you know, two coaches come to me and say, yo, Vince, we liked how we performed at the Olympic Games. We giving you an opportunity now to go to the Michael Jordan camp. I was like, no brainer, you know, I'm definitely Let's go. Let's go. We went there, 500 players from different parts of the world. And here I am, once again, a young kid who's been playing the game now only for a year. And then we compete, you know. They see an African child like, yo, I do you guys have lions on your backyard? You know, like, you know, typical Americans, you know. But I was not fascinated. I just told them, yeah, we had lions. I ate a rabbit for breakfast, you know. All of that, you know, funny stuff. But I knew what I was there for, you know.
You had to tell them you are the lion.
They have to see it, you know. So at the end of the competition, at the end of the camp, Michael Jordan came and said, out of these 500 players, here you are, young kid from Cooks. I take off my hat for you. Here's a trophy. That trophy sits next to beside my bed every day, and I touch it every day when I wake up in the morning.
My man, I've got goosebumps just listening to that. Michael Jordan handing it over to you. But it didn't stop there. I mean, yes, you had a wonderful playing career, some challenges. But now you're parting your wisdom with the next generation as a coach as well. Talk us through that experience.
Well, a very, very good question, Ricky. Perhaps it come from a point of when I stopped playing basketball. I remember 2011 when I played in Pretoria. I had literally one of my best games, you know. And I said after the game, I think I've gave enough as a player for my country. You know, I felt that inside me. I didn't speak it to anyone then, but I felt it after the game. So tired, having a good game, you know. I was like, I think I gave it my all.
When you know, you know.
Exactly.
Inside.
Exactly. So after that, I was like, now the transition is to parting and giving the knowledge to the young ones, you know, so I can give them advice from all these travelings and all these learnings I've learned throughout the world. So the coaching part came in. Started with the Western Cape Mountaineers. That came right, you know. The guys, I gelled with the guys because I understood it from the player's perspective. But now I knew that I had to mentor them. I had to be like a father figure to them. So that transition as well. That's why now I don't even shave. Because they think I'm their age, you know. So they must see the gray hair. They must see me growing. So the transition has been very smooth. And when I entered now the Cape Town Tiger space, as a professional coach as well, that led to that, because I've always been myself treating as a professional on how I do everything, you know, related to my life. So that was an easy transition for me. And then now I'm feeling like I'm in a space where I'm contributing a lot in terms of the X and O's, how guys prepare themselves, how guys, you know, manage the game, how guys think of the game, you know, all around, you know, in the tactical and technical aspects of it. And I'm very much grateful that I've been blessed with that insight as well, to understand that you can read the game this way, analyze it this way, and just make sure that players know their roles. Because, I mean, we get players from different parts of the world. We have players coming from outside South Africa. You know, our imports have also played in the NBA before. So you gotta know your story as well. You gotta prepare. You gotta, you know, be on a game all the time.
And I mean, basketball is inches. It's inches, inches hard work, and you speak of that. And now, my brother, you are almost on your way on a plane to the NBA Summer League. Tell me that is a dream come true as well.
Very much so. Very much a dream come true, you know, once again from a kid who grew up in the dusty streets of Cooks, who had beliefs that that's a space where he belongs. And I believe that still it's not by default, you know, where I am. It's through all the perseverance, it's through all the work when no one was watching, you know, behind the scenes. But I continue with my, you know, trade because I believe that I was destined for even bigger things. And then when this opportunity came, I looked at it once again as a way of something that's bestowed between your shoulders. You know, someone saying to you, this is not for you to go around and saying, do you know who I am type of vibe, but rather you are given a responsibility now, not only for South Africa, not only for Cape Town, but you are an African representative. You are an African ambassador, and I'm taking that with strides, and I'm ready to take it forward.
Wow, and just listening to you, it encourages and motivates me, and I'm sure to every young boy, young girl listening right now, they're going to say, I want to be like a Vinny and reach the top. Just, I mean, you mentioned the dusty streets of Guguletu, 12 years old, running around. There's a young boy, a young girl listening right now. What was your key to getting to where you are right now? On a plane to the NBA summer league, brother?
Yeah, well, at different things that made that mindset, you know, it was because I always wanted to improve my situation. It's continuously wanting to improve the situation that I'm in, and the drive as well came from just the seeing the surroundings of you know, where I was, you know, because I remember I always said when I motivate and said I could have made a mean gangster, you know, with my energy, with the way I jump, with my athleticism, you know.
I must say, you look quite G there with your glasses, your gold rim glasses, yeah, across from me. You are G.
So I believe so, you know, but I was blessed in a sense that I chose the path where I just look straight. I never look left or right. I just chose to look straight, which I knew it was going to be tough and rough and had obstacles, but still I remained steadfast in knowing that I wanted to achieve what I needed to achieve. So for a young boy or girl anywhere else in the rural, in the township, in the suburban areas wanting to achieve their dreams, it is possible. And for me, I use the 3 D's of success, which is dedication, determination, and discipline. Those are very much key for me in terms of just trying to, you know, give you a sense of substance of what you are trying to get into, you know, because, I mean, there are a lot of things happening in our lives every day. Mm. Every day of our lives there's something. But if there's something that's guiding you, that's giving you an element of when I feel down, I look at these 3 D's. When I feel happy, I go to these 3 D's. When I feel like maybe I'm shaken by this day, it's not the way that I wanted it to be, but I look at these 3 D's and then I smile or I start believing, because without hope, without faith, I believe that, I mean, you don't have a reason to live. But with those, then you are indeed, you know, on the right path and just conspiring with the universe to acquire what you need.
Well, my brother, Vinny, can I call you Vinny?
Because we
like that now. Vincent, you are bringing hope. You are bringing faith. And thank you for representing not only our country, South Africa, but also Africa as a whole, my brother. Go shoot those hoops. Go shoot the stars. Out of the sky, right in the NBA Summer League, because we're backing you all the way here from Smile FM, and keep being the motivation you are, my man.
I truly much appreciate those kind and wise words, Ricky, man. It means a lot, you know. Just speaking of you sharing your story with me inspired me, you know, because, you know, sometimes people don't understand that when you are that giver, you know, sometimes you don't get to get a lot.
You don't
get to receive a lot, you know. So when you hear words that gives you that spirit of continue, it feels good as well, you know, because I believe our energies are channeled in just trying to be positive, trying to empower, trying to lead, you know. So the little bits of what you get that can give you that fuel is very much helpful. So grateful to you, grateful to Smile, you know, for just giving us an opportunity to talk about things that we do, you know, because reality is we respected in outside the countries and spaces, you know. Our games are played in your ESPN on NBA TV and all of that stuff, but when we get home, you know, I mean, it's nice when people start recognizing your work, and if it's empowering, once again, if it's giving hope to someone listening, and that's what it's supposed to serve its purpose.
Well, you inspiring, my man. Thank you very much, my man. Your favorite, Vincent Ntunja.
Yep. Appreciate you, brother. I like
you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.